1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Patriots gym as we get set for Adams Central and Gibbon here in the boys' contest. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster and Costa, a loss to Aurora in the opener, but you come back with three good wins.
Yeah, we're pretty happy about how our kids have responded to that and how we approached that first game anyway. We knew what we were getting into with Aurora. I mean, they're as good as anybody we're going to see. And we got a lot of new faces, and we just looked at that as a learning opportunity, you know, and I think we did. And, you know, the last couple games we've been playing, they're games that we felt if we played well, we should win. And so we've tried to impress that upon the kids that, you know, we played well, but we did what we were supposed to, not to start patting themselves on the back because of winning those games. We felt we played well, that they'd kind of go the way they did. And I think our kids have grown and gotten better, but we also feel that we have a lot in front of us, I guess, that we got to keep getting better for.
There's still always a lot of work to do. We haven't hit the Christmas break yet, so there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is a team, and it's coach speak and it's cliche, but we've said it all along that we're going to look a lot different come districts than we do now. We're going to look a lot different in January than we do now, just because of the amount of people that we have that are new, and on top of that, the amount of people that we're playing right now. I mean, you know, in the state tournament last year, we played six guys basically, and I think most coaches, this is not a me thing, I think most coaches kind of narrow the rotation as you get to the end of the year, and right now we're playing a lot of people. We're playing 10 or 11 people because we don't really know for sure who that 8 or 9 man rotation is going to be. And so we keep talking to our kids about that, to keep improving every day and trying to separate yourself, which, again, will make them better, but it's going to make our team better as well.
Because of the weather situation last night, you come up with a weekend that you play a Saturday afternoon game and then a Monday game on the road at the Ward. So kind of a big weekend for you.
Yeah, it is. And it's one of those that, you know, routine, we're all creatures of habit, I think. Routine's a big thing to everybody. And you just got to roll with it on games like this and not worry about it, not make it a big deal, because they're dealing with the same issues as well. And so we're just excited we get a game in today. I didn't want to go a whole weekend without playing.
Last Saturday, you got on the floor and beat a Wood River team and had a great performance from David Bullen. He sets a couple of records, and David's just having a great year for you guys right now.
Yeah, he is, and we expected that. You know, I feel happy for Dave to have those two records. Just he's a kid who's put a lot of time in, you know, and he surpassed a pretty dang good player, too, in Brady. Brady put a lot of time in here, and I've been fortunate enough to coach both of them. And, you know, Dave got going against Wood River, and Wood River's not you know, a real superior team, I guess I'd say right now, but they came out and really outplayed us early. They had 21 points in the first quarter, and I was pretty disappointed in our defensive effort, you know, and I think our kids – we're flat. You'd like to say every game you'd play well, and I just thought defensively we didn't play well. And in actuality, you know, David has been really close to setting the game record a bunch of times, but there have been in games where he didn't really need to play a lot in the second half, so we shut him down. You know, he had 18 against Centura the night before in the first half, so he was on pace to break it basically the night before, but we were up 35 in the third, so you take him out, and you don't try to insult anybody by trying to get him a record, you know. And but against Wood River, we were up 4 at the half. He had 21 at half, and we were only up 4. And then we were only up 15 going to the fourth. So, I mean, it really was a game where his points were important. It wasn't just, you know, fake points, I guess, if you want to put it that way, to get a record. We really needed all of his points, especially in the first half where our defense was subpar. He kind of carried us.
Sitting at 3-1 on the season, what about your team? What have you learned about this team in the first four games of the season?
Well, I guess I don't know if I've learned anything I didn't already expect. I think that we've got a lot of kids that can play. I think they're very coachable. I think that leadership still is an issue at times. Not that they're not great leadership kids in terms of their heart and their want to, but there's not a lot of great vocal leadership necessarily right now. I think they're struggling with that. You know, we had 5 kids that played a lot of basketball that graduated last year, and they, even though Dave probably was our best player last year, a couple of those kids were very, very strong locker room leaders. And there's kind of a vacuum right now of leadership where our kids are trying to figure out how to deal with that. And I think as coaches, too, we've talked about it, that every team needs leadership, and the best teams have their players be their leaders. And right now our coaches are having to do a little bit of it. But for us to continue to develop, I think our kids have to buy in. One of them needs to take that role. You know, and Dawson Eckhart's a kid who really had a good weekend last weekend, and he really has started to become probably one of our biggest vocal leaders. So I've been really pleased with him so far.
Dawson Eckhart, he gets a few of the headlines. He's been scoring for you, and obviously David, but there's some other guys out there that's contributing right now, big minutes for you.
Yeah, Drake LeBar came in and started last weekend because Spady kind of tweaked his ankle and really played well. Drake's not a kid that's going to score a lot, but I think he had 7 or 8 rebounds in both games, played good defense. Thomas Hunt's done a nice job off the bench. He's one of our better guards. Jack Keller is always aggressive. We have a lot of kids that really, like I've said, that play hard and try to do the right things. We got to try to find the right mix of chemistry on the floor as far as making buckets because, you know, as we go on, I don't think it's, you know, fair to assume that David's going to continue to score the ball at 26 a game. And like you said, Dawson's scoring a little bit, giving us about 9.5. But then we're really needing to find a consistent third or fourth guy, and specifically an interior presence. I think that's hurting us right now. And we have some kids that can do it, but there's a lot of kids similar. And so we're really looking and hoping that we have some of our inside players start to develop and give us a threat to score the ball inside.
What about this Gibbon team today?
Well, they're going to play hard. I mean, I love their coach. Coach Benj is a good guy. I coached against him when I was in Donovan. He was a player at Gibbon, so he's a Gibbon guy. He loves the program. He's really trying to change culture and get kids to buy in there. They're going to play really, really hard. Like I said, Devin Stroh is a big, strong kid that he'll cause us problems if we don't do our work early. If we sit behind him and he catches it, he'll get to the line and he'll cause us problems. I mean, he really is a good inside physical presence. And then Franny Lopez is a guard that's played 2 or 3 years, has some ability to get to the rim. And I think they're really going to play hard. I think we'll get their best shot. Thank you.
That's Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around, signing lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Gibbon today on 1230 KHAS.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots Gym as we get set for the boys' ball game here today between Adams Central and the Gibbon Buffaloes. Gibbon coming in a record of 2 wins and 2 losses on the season. Gibbon lost their first 2 games of the year, and they've come back with 2 nice wins. So we'll find out what the Buffaloes can do here this afternoon. Gibbon losing to St. Paul in the season opener 74-38. Then he lost to Arcadia Loup City 68-42. They have come back with a couple of wins, though, in the last week or so, as Gibbon knocked off Silver Lake by the score of 56-39. And they beat Ravenna this week by the score of 50-37. So Gibbon sitting at 2-2 in the season. A team that's averaging 46 points per ball game on offense. They've given up 54 on the defensive end. The Adams Central Patriots, they are 3-1 on the season. Adams Central losing to Aurora in their season opener by 30, 78-48. But the Patriots have now won 3 games in a row. They beat Holdridge 64-45. They beat Centura 68-43. And they beat Wood River last Saturday by a score of 81-47. In that ball game, David Bolin set a couple of records, and we talked about him during the pregame show. He set a record for the most points in one game, as David Bolin had 41 in the ball game last Saturday against Wood River, which surpasses a record that's been on the record books here at Adams Central since 1979 when Greg Kay scored 40 points for EC. So David Bolin, 41 points, setting a new single game scoring record last week against Wood River. And then in the process, he also became the all-time leading scorer here in Adams Central basketball history, as David Bolin now has 1,284 points for his career here, which surpasses the mark set by Brady Barrett. Brady Barrett, he had he had 1,259 points during his career from 2009 to 2012. Brady is now one of the assistant coaches for Billy Gavers and the Hastings College basketball team. So Brady Barrett's record goes down, and David Bolin really going to shatter that, baby. He's already got the career scoring lead with 1,284 points, and he's still got some 20 games to go here for Adams Central. So David Bolin obviously having a sensational career, and he's having a good start to the season. Bolin is averaging 26.8 points per ball game for the Adams Central Patriots so far this season. Dawson Eckhart also averaging close to double figures. He's averaging 9.5 points per ball game. And the Patriots, they just do a good job offensively. They got several guys that contribute. Jack Keller is averaging 5.5 per game. Thomas Hunt averaging close to 6 points per ball game. But it's all David Bolin. David Bolin, again, averaging 26.8 points per ball game for Adams Central. Given here this afternoon, a team that's 46.5 is their offensive scoring average. They're getting good contributions from Franny Lopez out on the outside, and into Devin Stroh as their guy that they go to inside that Adams Central off to stop here this afternoon. So just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game. Men's ball game of the boys' contest here this afternoon between Gibbon and Adams Central. The Patriots winning the girls' ball game today by a score of 68-42. And the other action going on today has been wiped out by the weather conditions. Hastings High was supposed to play tonight at York. However, those games have been postponed until a later date, so Hastings High will not play tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia had nothing scheduled today, as the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes, they will make up some games from last night against the Sutton Phillies and the Sutton Mustangs. They'll make those up on Monday night. Adams Central will make up their games from Ord from last night. They'll play on the Monday night as well. So it'll be a busy week as we kind of reshuffle the schedule here because of the icy road conditions last night and the cold weather today. But we're playing here this afternoon. Good to have Gibbon on hand here this afternoon, giving all these people a chance to do something here today on a cold day. We got a good crowd on hand here at the Patriots gym here this afternoon. So it's Adams Central taking on Gibbon. Game number 2 coming up here on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The holiday sales extravaganza is in full swing at Furniture Direct. Save hundreds on the Sierra Sleep Queen Gel Memory Foam Mattress and Power Base for only $6.99. Now that's more than you expect. Get a gel memory foam pillow to go with it for only $39. Every table and chair set in the store is on sale and ready for your dining area. Use our no-interest financing or layaway to save even more. It's the holiday sales extravaganza going on now at Furniture Direct behind Sonic and Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
No one buys a gift to keep. They buy a gift to give. And you know what? It is the thought that counts. At Bob Sass Flowers, we've put a lot of thought into the kinds of unique items people love to give others. As a result, gifts from Bob Sass Flowers shine through with meaning as well as unique quality. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers, and we continue to treasure our flowers, and we've added even more gifts, symbols of love for you and yours. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com and also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Your internet streaming today brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Other sports activity going on for in a group of stations here this weekend. Of course, later on tonight, Tri-City Storm will be in action. They'll skate in Dubuque against the Fighting Saints. The Tri-City Storm and the Dubuque Fighting Saints. That'll be tonight over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, 6:45 with a pregame show with the coach and the voice of the Storm, David Fine, and we'll have the faceoff at 7:05 tonight as the Storm will take on Dubuque. Then tomorrow we've got the Nebraska basketball for you. Depending on which flavor you want to go by, the Nebraska men will be playing over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We'll take on Gardner Webb tomorrow afternoon at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That'll be a 12 o'clock start for the pregame show. 1:05 will be the tip-off time tomorrow. The Nebraska men taking on Gardner Webb tomorrow afternoon. The Nebraska women, they've got a ball game against the Creighton Blue Jays. That will be in Omaha, and we'll have that game over on, well, it's going to be right here on 1230 KHIS, 1:45 for the pregame show. It'll be a 2:05 tip-off time as the Nebraska women will take on Creighton. Monday, told you about the Saints Azalea makeup with the Sutton Mustangs and the Phillies. That's going to be varsity only on Monday, they tell us. So it'll be a 4:45 pregame show. Then the Saints Azalea girls will take on Sutton in the first game at 5, followed by the boys' encounter at 6:30. We'll have both of those games here on 1230 KHIS. And Tuesday night, we'll be with the Hastings High Tigers as Hastings High will play host to Ralston in a boys-only ball game. That will be at 7:15 for the pregame show, 7:30 for the tip-off. Thursday night will be with the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings journeying to Beatrice. We'll have the boys-girls doubleheader, Hastings and Beatrice, on Thursday night. So our first look at the Tigers on this young season coming up next week. Adams Central and Gibbon scoring off here in game number two today after the Adams Central girls won the opener by the score of 68-42. The official scoring had Rachel Court scoring 19 points in the ball game today. Remember, we had that scoreboard correction at halftime. They took away one of the points from Rachel Court in the second quarter. So officially, Rachel Court is going to finish with 19 points. And Morgan Samuelson had 12, and Hannah Fleischer had 12 points to lead Adams Central as the Patriots are now 2-4 on the season. Take one more timeout. Starting lineups are coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will with producer and engineer Stephanie Brubaker and also our statistician Gene Shaw. We're back here at the Patriots gym getting set for game number two here today. Adams Central and Gibbon. They get you the starting lineups. First of all, for the Gibbon Buffaloes. By the way, the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Adams Central, David Boland, a 6'1" senior who is averaging 26.8 points per ball game. Dawson Eckhart, a 6-foot senior. Eckhart is averaging right now 9.5 per ball game. Cole Spady, 6'3" and a senior, averaging 4.3. Jack Keller, 6'1" and a junior. Keller is averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Then Landon Weber is the other starter, a 6'2" and sophomore. He is averaging 3 points per ball game. Franny Lopez, Isaiah Gomez, Colin Dorzinski, Also, Nathan Holcomb and Devin Stroh getting the starts for the Gibbon Buffaloes here this afternoon. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now the playing of the national anthem. Atlanta. Again, a good crowd on hand today, despite the cold conditions we got outdoors here today. Adams Central and the Gibbon Buffaloes getting ready to square off in boys high school basketball. Gibbon going to be dressed in their blue uniforms with their red trim here this afternoon. Adams Central going to be dressed in their white uniforms with their blue and their red trim. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our right. Adams Central and the Gibbon Buffaloes here. Adams Central looking for their fourth straight win. They lost their opener to Aurora. They've come back with three straight wins. Gibbon is looking for their third straight win today. They've won their last two after dropping their first two. And the ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by the Gibbon Buffaloes. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here's Colin Niemack into the ball game. He'll come out to Franny Lopez. Now on the left side to Niemack. Two-handed pass comes out top of the key. To Norzinski, they powered inside to Stroh. He mishandles the ball and is picked up by Adams Central. Quickly back the other way. Spady shot is up and in. Dawson Eckhart picks up the loose ball. He quickly flips it to Cole Spady. And it's a 2-0 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots, a team that's averaging 65 points per ball game on the offense, as the ball is going to be tapped out of the hands of Norzinski down the right sideline. So it'll be Gibbon playing things in. That's Norzinski comes into Lopez. Randy Lopez brings it back to Dorzinski. Now to Lopez, high left side. Lopez dribbling with the ball picked up out there by Dawson Eckhart. There's a pass down on the baseline. A running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good there by Nathan Holcomb. The rebound comes down to Adams Central, running back the other way. That's Eckhart back out here to a Jack Keller down in the corner. Long three-pointer is put up there. No good by Eckhart. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Cole Spady gets the offensive board and the putback, and the Patriots are out on top now. On a score of 4-0 in the ball game. There's a Devin Stroh, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Adams Central attacking in backcourt. Devin Stroh had the ball, trying to take it to the right sideline, and threw it right on by the outstretched hands of Nathan Holcomb. That's the second turnover on Gibbons so far here in this first quarter. 4-0 is score. Adams Central has got the 4-point lead. Here's a Jack Keller with the ball. Keller moves to his left on the dribble, gives it away to Dawson Eckhart. Entry pass to get it inside to Spady. And his shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Devin Stroh, who's a good inside player for the Buffaloes. Adams Central inbound, baseline left side, and a new thrown basket. David Bolin will touch the ball for the first time today as he will inbound the ball, baseline left side, and a new thrown hole. Here comes a couple of substitutes coming in there now for Gibbon. We're going to have Zach Ewald checking into the ball game. Isaiah Gomez also checking into the ball game now. For Gibbon, as Adams Central playing things in. Ethan Lang came in for Adams Central. He's got the ball now on the right side to Bolin. Shot for three, right down through the hole. That one from the nearest sideline, right down through the hole. Barely rattled the net there. 7-0 is the score. Again, Bolin had 41 points last week in the ball game against the Wood River. There's Stroh. He throws the ball out of the baseline. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's loose and it's picked up by Adams Central. The third turnover on the Buffaloes. Here comes Jack Keller. Nice pass underneath the hole, and a reverse layup is up and in. Ethan Lang. Ethan Lang scoring. 9-0 is the score. Gibbon wants to call a timeout. Good start for Adams Central. The Patriots have a 9-0 lead after just 2 minutes of action. 6:02 to play here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, They make it affordable to make the short drive.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball, Adams Central off to a good start. The Patriots lead the Gibbon Buffaloes by the score of 9-0 here in this one. There's a Gomez with the ball. He's trapped outside. Down to a Stroh. Nice pass underneath the hole. Shooting for a basket. There is Nathan Holcomb. Stroh gets the assist. Nathan Holcomb sliding in from the corner. They got him the ball, and he lays it in there. So it's now a 9-2 ball game. Adams Central comes back. They set up in the half-court offense now. That's a Thomas Hunt with the ball. They work it inside to Lang. He falls down, but the ball swatted out of his hands, out of bounds there. Getting his hands on it was Isaiah Gomez for the Buffalo. So Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side. Here's a Bolin. Comes out to a wide-open Eckhart for three. Shot from the top of the key. No good. Stroh grabs the rebound for Gibbon. Here come the Buffaloes back the other way. Devin Stroh brings the ball into the offensive zone. Hops between a couple of defenders. Goes into the far sideline to Holcomb. Back inside to Stroh. His shot is up and in. Devin Stroh scoring there. So Gibbon comes back with a couple of quick baskets here, and it's a 9-4 ball game now. Adams Central has got the lead. Eckhart has got the ball for AC. Down to Thomas Hunt. They get it to Eckhart. Entry pass inside to LeBar. Kicks it back out, and a long two-pointer put up there by Thomas Hunt. That's right down through the hole. Thomas Hunt throwing up a shot from just inside the ring. And it's 11-4 now. Adams Central has got the lead. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. There's a Lopez driving the baseline. Shot off the window. No good. Battle for the rebound. Ewald has got it. His follow shot, no good. Rebound David Bolin for Adams Central. Here comes Bolin running back the other way into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble. David with the ball out here sends it across the top to Eckhart. Eckhart now to Thomas Hunt. Wanted to pull the trigger from three. He does not. Comes back out to Eckhart. Down to Thomas Hunt. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the center here. Goes over to the left wing. Now entry pass down low to Lang. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound there by LeBar, and he's hammered on the play. Now we got a jump ball called. Jump ball is called. So no foul. The possession arrow is playing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Landon Weber coming into the ball game now for Adams Central. Jack Culler comes back in. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-4, the Patriots have the lead. Landon Weber comes outside the ring to Thomas Hunt. Across the top, down to Jack Culler. Down in the corner, Bolin for three. Shot is up there, it's off of the iron, no good. Rebound, Weber goes back up, shoots, and misses. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Isaiah Gomez. Gomez with the ball now for Gibbon. Runs it across the 10-second line. Gomez comes over here to Lopez on the left wing. Franny Lopez with the ball. Good outside shooter. Down in the corner now to Gomez. Brings it back out to Lopez. Isaiah now to Franny Lopez. Now to Isaiah over here on the left side. Across the top, they get it to a Nemac over there. There's pass in the right wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Landon Weber. Now they bring it back to Bolin. Driving layup is up and in. David Bolin's second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. And the Patriots are out on top of the Buffaloes now by a score of 13-4. There's Lopez from the deep right corner for three. Shot no good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Jack Culler. Patriots, boy, they run her back the other way in a hurry. David Bolin, top of the key, now drives it inside the free throw circle and signs up and in. David Bolin with 7 points here in the first quarter, adding to his career scoring record here at Adams Central. 15-4 is the score. AC out to an 11-point lead early in this one. Nemac has got the ball as he has it chipped away and it's picked up here by Adams Central. That's the fourth turnover in the Buffaloes. There's a Bolin looking for space, goes over on the left wing. Thomas Hunt with the ball. Now to LeBar. Moves it down to Keller. Back inside to LeBar. Shot is up and in. Drake LeBar scoring. Adams Central now leading by a score of 17-4 here in the first quarter. And again, losing control of the ball is going to be Gomez. Picked up by AC. Here's David Bolin on the other end. His shot is up and in. And we got another timeout. Gibbon. Wow. Adams Central jumps on the Gibbon Buffaloes early in this. And we've got a timeout again brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central has hit 9 out of their first 15 shots in this ballgame. That's 60%. Wow, you can do that. I like your chances. David Bolinari with 9 points here in the first quarter. He scored 41 last Saturday against the Wood River Eagles. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play yet in the first quarter. Adams Central out on top of Gibbon. The score is 19-4. The Buffaloes just need to settle down. And well, they've had a lot of turnovers already in this first quarter. They've got 6 already against the Adams Central defense. So 6 turnovers on Gibbon. Now the Buffaloes have the ball in their offensive zone. Gomez comes out to Stroh. Stroh brings it back to Ewald. Now down in the corner, Niemack. His shot is up there for 3. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Landon Weber. Weber gets it away to Bolin. Long pass down the floor, tipped away from Keller. Ball is loose. It's saved down there by Thomas Hunt. Out here to David Bolin, out in three-point territory. David moves it over to the right side to a Weber. Now to Bolin, to Keller, down in the left corner. Three-pointer jacked up there. No good by Thomas Hunt. Hunt grabs his own rebound, takes it inside. The ball stripped away. Picked up by Stroh. Out of Dorzinski. His shot, no good. Tip try by Stroh is up and in. Devin Stroh scores on the tip. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 19-6 now. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. Thomas Hunt brings it back here to a Jack Keller. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out in three-point territory to Hunt. Entry pass inside to Cameron Anderson, and he knocks one home off of the window. Cameron Anderson's first field goal of the ball game, and it's now a 21-6 ball game. Adams Central with a lead here in the first quarter with a minute and 20 seconds to play. Isaiah Gomez, his pass across the 10-second line, overthrown, but Dorzinski picks it up. He drives it to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Landon Weber. Down to Bolin, down in the corner. That's Hunt. Three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound, Jack Keller. He brings it back to the wing. Down to the top of the key. A three-pointer by Hunt is up there and in. Thomas Hunt throws up a 3. He's got 5 points in the ball game. The Patriots lead by a score of 24-6 here in the first quarter. Again, the ball is tipped away. It is loose and is picked up here by Gomez. Gomez takes it over on the right side. A shot by Dorzinski is no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson for Adams Central. Anderson down to Thomas Hunt. He tries to drive the ball in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. It's taken away there. Turnover on Adams Central. Isaiah Gomez with the ball now for Gibbon. Pulls up on the wing on the right side. Goes down to Dorzinski. Down to Gomez. Outside the ring to Ewald. Left side to a Niemack. Niemack brings it out to a Dorzinski. Top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Makes contact. Foul called. This one is going to go on Anderson of Adams Central. Cameron Anderson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first and the first team foul. In fact, that's the first foul of the ball game. Now we're going to have some free throws coming up here. And Adams Central is going to send a fresh 5 into the ball game here with 21.7 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Going to the free throw line is going to be Dorzinski. And he hits his first one here. Colin Dorzinski for Gibbon. So 5 in, 5 out here for Adams Central. Starters will get an extended breather here. There's a second one that's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cole Spady, who gives it away to Dawson Eckhart. Dawson Eckhart moves it over to Nate Kiyobasa, who's into the ballgame now, to Eckhart. Entry pass inside to Spady. He's double-teamed. Kicks it back out. There's a three-pointer. It's off of the right side. No good. And the ball is rebounded here by the Buffaloes. Nate Kiyobasa throwing up the 3. There's a shot. Long-range 3. It's going to be no good there by Nathan Holcomb. And that's the end of the first quarter in play. The Patriots come out in the attack mode here in this first quarter. They've got a big lead after one. It's Adams Central 24, Gibbon 7. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings, and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Patriots gym. Adams Central the lead after one quarter, 24-7 over Gibbon. Adams Central getting 9 points in the first quarter from a David Boland. There's a Lopez with the ball down to Stroh, top of the key, drives the ball against Lang, stops. Goes back out to Holcomb. His bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Kiyobasa for Adams Central. So a turnover on the Gibbon Buffaloes. I got him now with 7 turnovers already in the ballgame. There's a Drake LeBar with the ball, directing traffic. Moves the ball down in the corner to Eckhart. Lobs the ball inside to Lang. He tries to go to Speedy. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Stroh coming back the other way. Coast to coast. His shot is up there. Misses the layup. And the rebound, Lang on the baseline. Adams Central turns the ball away, but Gibbon cannot convert. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. A foul here is going to go on Franny Lopez. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Buffaloes here in this first half of play. 24-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots will come back with the ball. This is going to be Nate Kiyobasa bringing it into the offensive zone with a feed over there to Drake LeBar. LeBar, dribble penetration, throws it down in the corner to Eckhart. Out of Lang, back outside the ring to Kiyobasa. There's LeBar, now to Kiyobasa. Left side, three-pointer put up there. It's going to be off the mark, no good by Eckhart. Rebound comes down to Stroh of Gibbon. Down the near sideline to Lopez. Has it tipped away, comes to the near sideline. Lopez saves it against Spady. Lopez, bounce pass down on the baseline. Driving there is going to be Gomez. A shot no good, rebound Spady. Spady with ball for Adams Central into the forecourt to LeBar, now to Lang. And a big collision, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be a blocking foul there on Devin Stroh of Gibbon. That's going to be his first team foul, number two on the Buffaloes. 6:40 to play here in the second quarter, 24-7. Adams Central has got the lead. Ethan Lang will go to the free throw line now for the Patriots. He is averaging 3.5 points per ball game. He's got 2 so far here in this one. Ethan Lang will toe the mark here for Adams Central, and his shot is up there. The shot is good. That's the first free throw of the day for Adams Central. Here comes David Boland back into the ball game now for AC. Nate Kiyobasa will come to the sideline. David with 9 points there in that first quarter. Ethan Lang will have one more free throw. His shot is up there. The shot is off of the back iron. It is no good. The ball poked down and is picked up here by Lopez. Goes one-on-one back the other way. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play by Dawson Eckhart. Eckhart picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on Adams Central here in this ballgame. Going to the free throw line for the Gibbon Buffaloes is going to be Franny Lopez. He has not scored so far today. Now he has, as that one goes down through the hole. Lopez will get one more. Adams Central looking for their fourth straight win after dropping their season opener to the Aurora Huskies, one of the better teams around, lost to them by 30 points. Lopez throws down his second one, so he hits a pair of free throws, and now the score is 25-9. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots with the ball back in their offensive zone. David Boland has got it out here. David Boland to Dawson Eckhart, moves it down in the corner to a Drake LeBar. Now to Eckhart. There's Boland. Now back to Eckhart, top of the key. Throws it down in the corner. LeBar jacks up a three. That's off of the mark. No good. Lang with a rebound. Goes back up. His shot is blocked by Stroh, and the ball is picked up by Gomez. Isaiah Gomez down to a Lopez into the forecourt. Back out to Isaiah. Isaiah holding the ball 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Nathan Holcomb. Down to Gomez to Lopez. Out here to Stroh. Stroh still out in 3-point territory. Adams Central matched up man on man here. There's Isaiah Gomez. His pass down to Lopez is tipped out of bounds. We got a foul called. Foul called on Landon Weber of Adams Central. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in the first half. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. It's 25-9. Hagen Hilgendorf is into the ballgame now for Adams Central. He's a big 6'7" freshman that the Patriots have on the roster, and he's been playing on the freshman team. They moved him out to play a couple of quarters here today. They really like this kid. He's a big tall kid. He's 6'7", gives the Patriots a little bit of size. Patriots will get the ball after Gibbon turns the ball over. That's 8 turnovers now on Gibbon. 25-9 is the score. As Adams Central has got the ball, here's Thomas Hunt, goes over to Eckhart. Now down in the corner is David Bolin, his three-pointer, put up there and in. An off-balance shot. Gibbon had a guy right in his face, but David Bolin is so good. David Bolin now with 12 points in the ballgame. There's Gibbon with the basketball in backcourt, and now Gibbon wants to call a timeout as the Buffaloes are having problems with the AC backcourt pressure. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is the place to shop this Christmas. Take 30% off all outerwear from leather jackets, wool top coats, blazer suits and sports coats, 20% off all men's sportswear, shirts, sweaters and Nike Golf, and 20% off all ladies' fashions. Shop the largest selection of Brighton accessories and handbags, the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And don't forget gift cards in any amount. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney. Open Christmas Eve, 9:30 till 2.
12:30 KHAS.
Adams Central with a lead, 28-9 now in boys high school basketball. There's a pass to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Dawson Eckhart. He's 2-on-2. There's a feed underneath the hole to Landon Weber. Traveling violation. Eckhart got the ball to Landon Weber. He's a little bit too far underneath the basket there, and they got to work for position, and he's whistled for a traveling violation. That's the third turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 5 minutes to go in the first half, 28-9. Patriots have the lead. Gomez has got the ball. Gomez over in the far side. They get it to Stroh. Comes across the top. That's Nemac who's into the ballgame now. Out to a Lopez. Entry pass deflected away from Stroh and is picked up by Adams Central's Dawson Eckhart. Eckhart gets the ball to Thomas Hunt. Driving layup good. They do such a great job on the transition. Thomas Hunt now with 7 points in the ballgame. 30-9. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. It's kind of a fun team to watch here. There's the ball. It's going to be thrown out of bounds. Thrown out of bounds down there in the corner. That's 9 turnovers now on Gibbon. Adams Central hit 48% of their shots. 48% of their shots in the first quarter. They were 10 out of 21. Gibbon was just 3 out of 11 in the first quarter for 27%. Patriots have the ball back offensively. There's a shot from the top of the key by Hunt. No good. The ball poked out by Bolin, picked up by Eckhart. He dribbles inside, puts up a 10-footer. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Lopez. Nice pass right side to Dorzinski. His shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Landon Weber. Weber now to David Bolin in the forecourt. Pulls up with the ring. Goes to the free throw line to Weber. Far side. There's a three-pointer put up there. Dawson Eckhart for three right down through the hole. Dawson Eckhart scores on the three-pointer, and the Patriots now lead by a score of 33-9 in this one. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Adams Central led 24-7 at the end of the first quarter. Gibbon has scored just 2 points here in this second period. They have the ball swatted away there on the far sideline. Here comes Landon Weber back out of the ball game. Cam Anderson comes in now for Adams Central. Dawson Eckhart also coming out of the ball game. Gibbon will play things in on the far side. That's going to be a Gomez with the ball. Gomez, there's a pass intercepted by Jack Keller. Tips the ball away and then takes it away. A turnover there on Gibbon as Jack Keller gets the steal. There's Bolin for three. He misses that one. Long rebound comes out here to Devin Stroh. Stroh has it knocked away but gets it under control. Now into the offensive zone. The Gomez, left sideline. Nemac has got it. Top of the key. Stroh drives the ball down the lane. Throws it down in the corner. Right side. Gomez for three. Shot no good. The ball poked out. Picked up by Thomas Hunt. Hunt goes back 1-on-3, and he takes it to the hole, and he's fouling the play. He didn't have the numbers. He didn't care. He just drove her to the hole there, and he draws the personal foul on Nathan Holcomb. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Buffaloes. is lobbed the ball inside. They go up for the shot, and it's up there and in. That's the freshman in there, Radom Central, Hagen Hilgendorf. He gets the field goal there. He uses his big 6 foot 7 inch frame, and he puts it down through the hole in the lane there. 35-9 is the score now. Adams Central is out on top here in the second quarter and looking good here this afternoon. Patriots on a man-to-man defense here. Isaiah Gomez has got a free throw line extended right side. There's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds. Trying to get it in there to a Devin Stroh, and they threw it by him out of bounds. Turnover number 13 in the ball game for Gibbon. Adams Central has got just 3. Patriots with 2.5 to play here in the second quarter has got the lead over Gibbon. It is 35-9. The Patriots destroyed Wood River last Saturday. There's a Hilgendorf back inside, and the shot is up and in. Hilgendorf now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. The freshman seeing his first varsity action, I think, of the year as they just brought him up. Played a little JV ball in the first ball game here today. There's a knee back with the ball now for Gibbon. He gets it out here. The Holcomb now, top of the key. That's Ewald who's into the ball game, and he throws the ball on the Adams Central bench. 14 turnovers on the Buffaloes. Down to the ball game. Let's see, for Gibbon will be Chai Onate is into the ball game now. 6'3" freshman for the Buffaloes. So some young kids out there already. Here's Jack Keller with the ball with 2 minutes to go. Adams Central working with it in their offensive zone. Top of the key is Jack Keller for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded there by the Buffaloes. Isaiah Gomez with a rebound to the far sideline and knee back. Dribbling with the ball. Runs into Jack Keller on that far side. Now retreats out here in 3-point territory. Hands it away to Gomez. Now a knee back again. Holds the ball. Dribbles out near the 10-second line. Picked up by David Bullen. There's a Gomez with the ball. The knee back in the corner. Moves to his left. Now dumps the ball down low. Overthrows Stroh. And a turnover there on the Buffaloes. 5 in, 5 out for head coach Zach Foster. Hey, talk about his rotation during the pregame show. He wants to cut this 10 to 11 man rotation down to 7 or 8 players by the time district tournaments roll around. But so far, nobody's really separated. This is a good bunch of kids out here at Adams Central for the 2016-2017 season. Nate Kiyabasa into the ballgame now for AC. Back outside to a Dawson Eckhart. Eckhart down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper thrown up there. It's going to be no good there. By Nolan Shagru is into the ballgame now. Rebounded there by the Gibbon Buffaloes. Here comes the red and blue is Gibbon into the offensive zone. Stroh has got it. Picks it up, drives it down the lane, and shots up there and in. Devin Stroh has now hit 3 field goals, 6 points in the ball game. There's a Shagru with the ball back outside the ring. A 3-pointer is thrown up there by Eckhart, no good. And the rebound comes down to Gibbon now with 35 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. That's a Gomez with the ball over on the far sideline to Holcomb. Holcomb goes inside to Stroh. Stroh spins, puts a man in the air, and then he is knocked down in the play. Now what do we have? We got a whistle. We had one ref. He called a jump ball down here. What do we have? We're going to have a foul now called. The other one comes in here. He's going to whistle a foul. It's into the jump ball. So the personal is going to go on to Adams Central. It's going to go on, let's see, Weber's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be his first. There should be his second foul. 2 fouls on Weber. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Adams Central. So Gibbon will play things in from underneath their own basket with 22 to play. Gomez moves it down in the corner. There's Holcomb. His shot for 3. Off of the back iron, no good. The ball tipped out. Gomez grabs it. His shot from 10 is up there, no good. Rebound is tipped out again. It's picked up here by Nemac. His shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is picked up by Spady. 7 seconds to play. Here come the Patriots into the offensive zone. Kiyabasa goes to Spady. Now to the far side to Shagru. His shot for 3 is no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. Adams Central with the lead here at the halftime break. The Patriots all over the Gibbon Buffaloes defensively here this afternoon. That defense has paid off. Adams Central with a big lead at halftime. It's the Patriots 37, Gibbon 11.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're New View Real Estate. New View Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between New View Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
This is Tom from Burt's Pharmacy. For all of our Party Line listeners and our Sports Booster listeners, we have 20% off all of our downtown holiday gift items at Burt's Pharmacy. We have a great selection of Mud Pie Christmas gifts. We are also offering 10% off at both stores of all of our Leader over-the-counter items. Burt's Pharmacy, 700 West 2nd Street, and Burt's Pharmacy, 1021 West 14th Street. When the weather gets cold, we have free delivery. Give us a call at 462-4466 or 462-4343.
1230 KHAS.
Adam Central with the lead here in halftime. The score is 37-11. As the Patriots have the lead, Gibbon went nearly 9 minutes without scoring, bridging from the first to the second quarters. They went nearly 9 minutes without scoring. They scored only 4 points in total in that second period, as Adams Central outscored them 13-4 in the second after the Patriots had a 24-7 lead in the first quarter. AC scores the first 9 points of the ball game, and it wasn't until the 5:56 mark that's Gibbon got a field goal to go down. So you get the picture. Adams Central has dominated here in this ball game so far. The Patriots had a 24-7 lead after one. And again, Gibbon goes 9 minutes from the first quarter on into the second quarter without scoring. And the Patriots have opened up a 26-point lead here at halftime over Gibbon. It's 37-11. Devin Stroh is leading the way for Gibbon so far. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Nathan Holcomb, he has got a field goal for 2. Franny Lopez has knocked down 2 free throws in 2 attempts for 2 points. And the other point came from Colin Dorzinski. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Adams Central, they got 12 points in the first half from David Bolin. Bolin knocked down 2 3-pointers. And he had 3 2-point field goals. So David with 12 points here at halftime after scoring 41 last Saturday against Wood River. Thomas Hunt has got 7 points. He's got a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals. He's got 7. A lot of guys are getting in the old scoring column here in this ball game. We've got Hagen Hilgendorf. He has got a couple of field goals and 4. 3 points for Ethan Lang. 3 points for Dawson Eckhart. 2 points for Drake LeBar. Cole Spady's got 4. And Cameron Anderson, he has got 2 points here for the Patriots in the first half. Adams Central, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in this first half of play. The Gibbon Buffaloes, they were 3 out of 4, but it's all Adams Central. As the Patriots lead the Gibbon Buffaloes at halftime, the score is 37-11. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central, the lead in boys high school basketball, 37-11 over the Gibbon Buffaloes. The shooting numbers in this ball game: Adams Central hitting 15 out of 34 from the field for 44%. Gibbon only 4 out of 19 in this first half for 21%. Adams Central has knocked down 4 out of 16 from three-point range for 25%. Gibbon is 0 out of 2 so far. On free throws, Adams Central 1 out of 2 for 50%. Gibbon 3 out of 4 for 75%. Rebounds, the Patriots have 19 boards here in this first half. Gibbon has got 12. Adams Central has 7 offensive rebounds. They've got 12 on defense. Gibbon has got 3 offensive rebounds and 9 on defense. Adams Central has turned the ball over only 3 times in the ball game. Gibbon, meanwhile, 15 turnovers here at the break. Adams Central has already got 9 steals in the ball game, 2 for Gibbon. Adams Central with no blocked shots. Gibbon has got 2 blocked shots in the ball game here tonight, or this afternoon. Adams Central with a big lead at halftime. The score is 37-11. The Patriots with the lead here at the break. As far as the sports activity is concerned for the rest of the weekend, we've got Tri-City Storm hockey coming your way tonight. It'll be the Tri-City Storm playing at Dubuque. That'll be a 6:05 face-off time, 6:45 for the pregame show over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Again, at halftime, 37-11 is the score. The Adams Central Patriots have got the lead over Gibbon. We'll spend a couple of minutes here with Evan Smith. He's the head girls basketball coach for AC. And, Coach, you trailed once at 2-1, but then you came back and you grabbed the lead and you kind of coasted in the opener here today. Good ball game for you guys.
Yeah, the girls played really well. Rachel Court really got us off to a nice start, hitting a couple threes early on, and just kind of got the ball rolling for us.
You weren't concerned, but you said you would have to hit some outside shots today to contend with that zone defense. That's what you did, as Rachel Court got you started, like I said.
Right, yeah. She really did a nice job hitting the open shots. You know, I didn't think we did a bad job. You know, we didn't force those shots from the outside. We took what was given to us, and you know, in turn, that opened some stuff up on the inside for Hannah Fleischer and some of our other post players.
Yeah, you shoot 44% from the field today, and you hit 6 out of 14 from three-point range. So those are numbers that you can kind of live with, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of what we've been missing so far this year. And talk to the girls at halftime, just that confidence level when you start making a few of those shots and knocking down some of those open ones, that it just kind of snowball effect for our girls.
So yeah, well, once you start hitting those outside shots, the inside game kind of comes in right along with that.
Absolutely, and you know, we did have a lot of good looks on the inside, and then our transition offense just getting some fast break points too really helped out with just, you know, helping some people get into a rhythm a little bit for us.
Defensively, you forced 27 turnovers in the ball game. Your hands were active today.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we kind of mixed up a little bit of pressure early on, kind of like what we wanted to do, and then you know, we mixed up a little bit of zone and man, and I didn't think we did a very good job against their man-to-man offense. They were able to attack our middle of our defense pretty well. So we ended up switching to some more zone in the second half than I would have liked. But girls got some good tips on the balls. Our 1-3-1 got some good turnovers for us.
Despite a 26-point win, a coach can always find one or two things that you're kind of concerned about.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll never be satisfied, and our girls know that. We're going to continue to push them, and hopefully they'll take that criticism, that constructive criticism, and keep moving on.
And Rachel Court scoring a 19 for the Patriots in the opener today. Got the good contributions of Morgan Samuelson, Hannah Fleischer with 12 points apiece. And then also Maddie Marker came into the ballgame and scored 8 points for you.
Yeah, like I said, we've got some abilities to knock some shots down with several different girls. And that kind of showed up tonight, which was nice to see. And takes a little pressure off of our defense a little bit.
Now you get a day to rest and right back on the bus for a road trip to Ord, a team that went to the state tournament a year ago, and they're a pretty good basketball team here this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They're pretty solid. They played Kearney Catholic really tough the other night, and we'll have our hands full with them. They really push the ball well, and they can score from about anywhere. So we'll have to play really well and just do what we can.
Okay, we'll see you down the stretch.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Evan Smith, he's the girls basketball coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, it was a big win for AC in the opener today as they knock off the Gibbon Buffaloes by the score of 68-42. Adams Central led 23-10 after the first quarter. It was 35-16 at halftime, 55-29 after three. They go on to win 68-42. The Patriots are now 2-4 on the season. So now we're set for the third quarter here, as Adams Central has got the lead in boys high school basketball, and now all of a sudden the scoreboard has went out. Just as we get ready to go here in this second half, the scoreboard has gone out. In fact, both scoreboards are out, one on each end of the floor here. So somebody hit the switch, will you? Somebody hit the switch and turn the scoreboards back on. We mentioned the Tri-City Storm tonight. They will play at 7:05 face-off time tonight in Dubuque against the Fighting Saints, 6:45 for the pregame on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So the scoreboard's back on. We're underway. Adams Central has got the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our left here as the Patriots go back to work. Spady for three. His shot is up and in. Cole Spady from the top of the key. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game. As Adams Central is out on top now by a score of 40-11 here in the third quarter. A lot of these guys suffered football injuries this year. The Patriots were beat up on the gridiron. Here, good to have him back for the basketball season. There's a pass deflected. Strobe picks her back up. Out the door, Zinski. His shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to a knee back. So they get an offensive board there. They reset the offense with a pass out here to Holcomb. Out of the near side, they get it to a knee back. They work it back around to the wing on the left side. That's going to be a Lopez with the ball. Franny Lopez goes down to a Holcomb. Holcomb, bounce pass goes inside, deflected away from Stroh, and it's going to be picked up by Adams Central. David Boland has got the ball. That's the 16th turnover on Gibbon so far in the ball game. David comes across the top now to a Dawson Eckhart. The pace a little bit slower here as we begin this third quarter of the play. The Patriots came out in the attack mode in the first quarter. There's a David from the corner. His shot no good. Rebound to Cole Spady, and he puts it in. Cole Spady with a 3-2 to begin this third quarter. And Adams Central now leading by a score of 42-11. Entry pass to get it inside to Stroh. He falls down with the ball. It is picked up by Adams Central. There's a feed down to Spady. He is hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Cole took her the distance there. He was fouled. He got the shot to go down, but the foul was before the shot. Goes on Franny Lopez. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Buffaloes here in this second half of play. Adams Central inbound the ball underneath their own basket with David Bolin. Two-handed pass comes way out here to Eckhart. Now to David. Back out to Dawson Eckhart. He swings it to the right side. That's going to be Jack Keller with the ball. Now to Eckhart. Long three. Shot right down through the hole. Dawson Eckhart throws up his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Adams Central now leading by a score of 45-11. There's a three at the other end. Up and in. Colin Nemac throwing that baby up there for Gibbon. That's his first points of the ball game. Here's Spady at the other end. His shot is up and in. They got him the ball right in front of the hole. And Cole Spady has now got 11. He's got 7 points already here in the first, 2 minutes. 2 minutes of this third quarter. Here's Gibbon back with the ball. There's a shot from the deep right corner. That baby is good. Kneeback throws one up from one corner and in the other. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 47-17. Keller with the ball. Back out to Spady. Top of the key. His shot's good again. Cole Spady now with 14 in the ball game. He's got 10 so far here in the third quarter. 50-17. Adams Central has got a big lead here. Lopez goes to a Holcomb. Holcomb on the dribble. There's a bounce pass underneath the hole. Kneeback puts it up there. High off the glass. No good. Stroh with a rebound. We got a foul called. We got a foul called inside. It's going to go on to Stroh. Devin Stroh picks up his second personal foul. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Isaiah Gomez. Gomez coming in. Colin Dorzinski checking out. Into the ball game for Adams Central, Ethan Lang. Lang comes in. Checking out will be Landon Weber. 50-17. Adams Central has got the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes here this afternoon. Jack Keller with the ball to Eckhart. To Lang, back out, wide open, top of the key. Keller throws up a three. Down top of the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, Cole Spady. Boy, what got into him at halftime? Cole Spady now with 16 in the ball game. It's a 52-17 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Isaiah Gomez to the far sideline to Nemac. Alan Nemac dribbling with his right hand, moves to his right. Now comes over here to Gomez. Down in the right corner, his shot for three is no good by Holcomb. Rebound to Spady. Gets the ball ahead to Eckhart. Dawson Eckhart drives, shoots, and misses. Rebound Stroh. He had it knocked loose. Picked up by, the ball is still loose. Comes out here in the 3-point territory. Spady fighting for the ball. Now we got a jump ball called. Jump ball is going to be called here, and the arrow is pointing in favor of the Buffalo. So Gibbon will play things in. That'll be a turnover on Adams Central, just their fourth of the ball game. Now the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Thomas Hunt. Patriots have looked good here this afternoon, trying to win their fourth straight after losing to Aurora in their season opener. Gibbon will inbound the ball. It's going to be knocked loose, and it's going to be picked up by Adams Central. Patriots have the ball again. Here's David Boland. Hesitates, drives it into the lane, puts up that little running one-hander. It's up there and in. Boland scores. He's got 14 in the ball game. 54-17 is the score. Adams Central with a big lead. Here's Franny Lopez on the baseline. Bounce pass comes inside. Now to Lopez again. Back out of the wing. That's going to be Holcomb. He drives the ball. His shot's going to be blocked there. It goes out of bounds. A blocked shot there by Ethan Lang of Adams Central. So Gibbon will play things in from underneath their own basket. 4:07 to play here in the third quarter. 54-17. Patriots have the lead. There's Franny Lopez with it deep in the left corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Lang. Lang down to David Boland as he hustles back the other way. Stops and pops for three. Shot good. Makes it look so easy. David Boland, that was 17 in the ball game after he scored 41 last Saturday against Wood River. There's a prayer thrown up down the right side of the lane. Holcomb just launches it up there, but he draws a personal foul on the Patriots. Foul is going to go on Boland. That's going to be his first. So now going to the free throw line will be Nathan Holcomb. He's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. 57-17. Now it's a 40-point lead, and this will be a quick second half. The clock is running now. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Holcomb. So now we got the running clock going here. 57-17. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. And if we had auto start on the wagon, we would be pushing the auto start because this game is going to be over in a hurry. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Holcomb. It's 57-18. Go warm up the buggy, Gino. 57-18 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead with a running clock here in this second half. Here's David Boland, moves it down in the corner to Thomas Hunt. Bounce pass comes inside. Lang has got it. Now to Hunt to David Boland. Right side, LeBar, 4-3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Hunt. Thomas Hunt with the ball, resets the offense with a pass out here to Boland. He drives inside, puts up a little running one-hander, no good. Ball tapped out again. Hunt grabs the ball. Hunt moves it to the far sideline to LeBar. He drives it to the hole. His shot's no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, foul shot, up and in. Cameron Anderson gets the rebound and the putback. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and now we've got a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll take a break. The score, Adams Central 59, Gibbon 18.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
1230 KHAS.
59-18 is the score. Yeah, glad to see the running clock today. We got a Christmas party to attend tonight. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots really playing well here today. Again, leading the way is now Cole Spady. He's got 16 in the ballgame. He's got 12 so far here in the third quarter. David Boland, he's actually got 17. So Boland leading the way with 17, and Cole Spady with 16. 59-18, Adams Central out on top. Patriots will have that makeup ball game with the Ord Santa Clears coming up on Monday night. That'll be a 7:45 starting time up in Ord. Gibbon has got the ball as they come back in their offensive zone here. That's going to be Zach Ewalt with the ball. Now a pass down low. His shot is up and in. Colin Niemack scoring. That's his third field goal. He's got a couple of trays in this ball game today. He's got 8 points for the contest. 59-20 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. There's a Thomas Hunt down in the right corner. His shot is thrown up there by Keel Bossett. It's going to be no good, and the ball is out of bounds here on the near side. And it's going to be given ball as they will play things in. Isaiah Gomez will get her in here for the Buffaloes. Gomez will play it in down to Nathan Holcomb. Down to Isaiah Gomez. There's a pass that's going to be tipped and it's going to be taken away. Taken away there by Kiyabasa. Drive, shoots, and scores. A turnover on Gibbon. And a field goal there by Nate Kiyabasa. He gets his first field goal in the ball game. It's 61-20 now. Patriots out on top here in this ball game. There's a Holcomb with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside and it's going to be kicked. Kicking violation there on the Kiyabasa. So Gibbon will play things in. Underneath throwing basket, scampering down to the scorer's table, wanting to check in, and doing so is going to be Nolan Shagrew. Shagrew is a 5 foot, 8 inch sophomore for the Patriots. There's an inbounds pass. Holcomb has got it. Holcomb throws it up in the lane, and it's going to be a foul in there. A personal foul called on Adams Central. I think that's Anderson who gets whistled for the personal foul. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Nathan Holcomb. Holcomb so far, he's got 3 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. They'll add one more here. Holcomb is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he knocks down a couple of free throws. Here comes Adam Central back with the ball. That's LeBar. Drake LeBar out to the far sideline. Shagrew has got it. Now to Kiyabasa. The LeBar back out to Kiyabasa. 61-22 the score. There's a LeBar now to Kiyabasa. To Shagrew deep in the right corner. Shot is up there and in. A three-pointer from the deep right corner. And it's now 64-22. 7 seconds to play. Holcomb with the ball. Now for Gibbon. The Zach Ewalt to the far sideline. And time expires. Not aware of the time clock there. They didn't even get a shot away. 3 quarters in the books now in boys high school basketball. Adams Central running away and hiding from the Gibbon Buffaloes this afternoon. Adams Central 64, Gibbon 22. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
What's Dollar Proof best expresses your taste? Bold and contemporary or classic and traditional? You're sure to find it in the Heritage Series of shingles from Tamco. Along with a wide selection of stunning colors to further individualize the look. Best of all, Tamco backs your shingles with the best shingle limited warranty available at no additional cost. Now that's beauty that performs.
For more information, stop by Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein or check them out online at squaredeal.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Down on top 64-22 as we head to the fourth and final quarter here. It's a Patriots second and third teamers will mop up there. There's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Kiyabasa. The ball is tapped out of bounds. It's going to be given basketball. Adams Central is going to win this ball game. They will go to 4-1 on the season. We got the running clock here in this fourth quarter. Given is going to drop to 2-3. The Buffaloes have won their last two ball games here. But they're overmatched here in this ball game against a very good team from Adams Central. The Patriots playing well here today. Lopez for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's Shagrew as he hustles into the forecourt and he throws the ball away. Trying to connect with Anderson and threw the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the fifth turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. I've got to Gibbon now with 18 as we play here in the fourth quarter. Randy Lopez has got the ball. Adams Central matched up man-on-man here. Lopez gets it to Gomez. Isaiah Gomez drilling to the ball. Shagrew riding his grill defensively. Over here on the right side to Lopez. Sends it down in the corner to Gomez. Gomez around his screen. Bounce pass deflected away. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Gomez out here in three-point territory. Off to a Nemac. His shot for a three is no good. Rebound to Lopez. Lopez will throw up a three. That one is no good. Rebound is loose again. It comes out, tipped out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Franny Lopez. He drives the ball to the rack. His shot no good. Rebound, follow shot no good. Rebound is still loose. And finally, AC grabs it, but they were on the baseline. Yeah, that was Hilgendorf grabbing the ball underneath the hole there for Adams Central, but he was stepping on the in line. There comes Anderson out of the ball. We're going to see everybody in here now for Adams Central in the final couple of minutes of this ball game. There's a inbounds pass. They get it in there, but Patriots weren't ready for that one, and Hilgendorf commits the personal foul. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Chase Middleswart now for Gibbon as he's into the ball game for the first time. So Middleswart goes to the stripe here for Gibbon as he puts it up there. The shot is good. Chase Middleswart scoring there. He's a 6'1" junior for the Buffaloes. He'll get one more. That makes the score 64-23. Next one is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebounded there by Adam Central. So the Patriots have the ball. Here's a Hilgendorf. He goes for the hole. His shot's going to be no good as he drives in from the left corner. The ball is then knocked around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be given ball. Hilgendorf moving it from the left corner toward the goal, but he couldn't finish at the rim there. Ball knocked out of bounds. Here comes a Gibbon back with the ball down the right sideline. Holcomb has got it now. Brings it back to the center of the floor. There's a bounce pass, and a shot is put up there. No good, but a foul is going to be called. That's Niemack sliding in there from the left corner. Holcomb does a nice job getting the ball. He is fouled in the play here. Fouled in the play there by Adams Central. Going to the free throw line is going to be Niemack, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. That makes the score 64-23 in favor of the Patriots. Next one is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Hilgendorf grabs the rebound. The Shigru into the forecourt to Nate Kiyobasa. His pass down in the corner to Shigru. Back out to Kiyobasa. He backs up now, and now Zach wants to call a timeout. Zach Foster calls a Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout. 405 East 14th Street in Hastings is where you'll find them. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central with the lead here. 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in quarter number four. It's a 64-23 ball game as the Patriots have the advantage here. Grady Kirshner into the ball game now for AC. There's a top from shot from Shigru from the top of the key. No good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. Adams Central is going to go into the free throw line here. Personal foul is going to be called on Middleswart. And now going to the stripe is going to be somebody that's not on the roster. Somebody that's not on the roster. You might know. You might know. We get into this late stage here. This free throw is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So Mr. 25, he's not on the Adams Central official roster, and they've got a big one. But 25 is not on the roster here. We're trying to find out who this is for AC. The shot is up there, and the second one is missed. And a rebound comes down to Gibbon. So he misses a couple of free throws here. And the Buffaloes have got the ball back into their offensive zone. Old Nate has got the ball now. Out here in the three-point territory, driving with the ball down the right side. It's going to be taken away. Shigru has got the ball coming back the other way. There's a pass to Hilgendorf. His shot is no good, and the ball is lost out of bounds. Lost out of bounds there by the they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. We're down to 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Here in this one, we got the running clock here. Adams Central leading 64-23. There's a shot taken from the left corner. It's going to be no good, and the ball is brought down here by Gibbon. The Patriots going to win their fourth game in a row here this afternoon. They've had a couple of Saturdays where they have absolutely blown away their opponent. Zach is going to want to play all of his games on Saturday. There's Logan Middleswart with the ball now as he's in the contest for Gibbon. Middleswart gives the ball away to Chase Middleswart. So Chase has got the ball now to Logan Middleswart. With it here on the right side, there's a entry pass. It's going to be intercepted. Tipped away and intercepted. Cameron Anderson has got the ball. Cameron Anderson gives it into the forecourt. Now to Shigru. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now to the far sideline. A three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Kirshner. Long rebound comes to the near side. It's picked up on the dribble. Coming back the other way for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Middleswart with the ball. Now a three-pointer jacked up there. It's going to be good. A three-pointer thrown up there by Gibbon. That's going to go on Ben Wiley, who's into the ball game now as he knocks down a three. There's a running one-hander down the lane. It's going to be up and in there by Shagrew of Adams Central. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. A minute and 45 seconds to go. It's 66-47. Adams Central has got the lead. Buffaloes have the ball on the wing on the left side, drilling with it there. They move it over here. That's going to be Alex Lopez is into the ballgame now. Back out to Ben Riley. The shot for three is up there and in. So he's hit back-to-back threes there for a Gibbon. It's now a 66-30 ball game. Here's AC with the ball. A shot in the lane is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by the Buffaloes. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be way too far. It's thrown out of bounds. A turnover on the Buffaloes. A minute and 11 seconds to play. Hudson Nitzel is our, all right, Hudson Nitzel is our number 25, our mystery man that's been out there for AC. So he's missed a couple of shots and he's missed a couple of free throws, but we finally got his name on the roster, Hudson Nitzel. So Zach is far, far, he's deep into his bench here today in this ball game. We've got 47 seconds to play. There's a Kiyobasa with the ball now for AC. Kiyobasa pulls up at the top of the key to Nitzel in the corner. Ball slapped away. Picked up out here by AC. That's going to be Shagrew with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Throws it over here to Nitzel. Nitzel moves to his left. Won't crank up the shot. Now he gets the ball back here. Nitzel takes the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap try is up and in. So Nitzel gets the field goal there. And a big round of applause comes up. There's a shot on the right baseline. It's going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped away. It is picked up here by Shagrew as he hustles back the other way. 7 seconds to play, and the white flag comes up here as it is going to dribble this one out, and Adams Central is going to win this ball game on a score of 68-30 this afternoon. Adams Central will go to 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. The Patriots, they scored just 4 points there in a running clock fourth quarter. They go on to the victory here today, 68-30 over the Gibbon Buffaloes. So Gibbon will drop to 2 wins. And 3 losses on the season. They'll get ready to play again. They've got Elwood coming up next week. And the Adams Central Patriots here are now 4-1. They will head for Ord on Monday night. So Adams Central wins it going away. They got to a big lead early. And they coast today, winning by 38. 68-30. Back with the final numbers after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central wins it here this afternoon. Boys basketball 68-30 as the Patriots win this one here today. Adams Central jumped out to a 24-7 lead after the first quarter. It was 37-11 at halftime, 64-22 after three quarters. We had a running clock throughout much of the second half of play, and the Patriots go on to win 68-30. David Boland leads the way today, 17 points for Adams Central. He had 12 in the first half, 5 more in the second half. Cole Spady ends up with 16 points today. Spady had 12 points alone, or 10 points in the third quarter. He ends up with 16 for the ball game. Other scores for Adams Central, a host of people got in there. Drake Labar with 2, Nate Kiyobasa with 2 points. Dawson Eckhart with 6, Thomas Hunt had 7. Ethan Lang had 3. Cameron Anderson had 4 points today. Also, Hilgendorf, he had 4 points. Nolan Shagru, he had 5 points. And then Nitzel got a field goal there at the end for 2 for Adams Central. Gibbon today led by Colin Kneeback. He had 9 points in the ball game. 6 for Devin Stroh. 6 for Ben Wiley on a couple of threes late in the ball game. Nathan Holcomb had 5. Franny Lopez had 2. Colin Dorzinski had 1 point. Adams Central wins it 68-30 over the Gibbon Buffaloes this afternoon. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The postgame shows are up next on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate.
Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
So a sweep by Adams Central here this afternoon. The girls winning 68-42. The Adams Central boys winning 68-30. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. For the Adams Central girls, you had three girls scoring double figures. Rachel Court leading the way with 19 points. Morgan Samuelson had 12, and Hannah Flasher had 12 points in the ball game. For the Adams Central boys, David Bullen with 17. Cole Spady had 16 points in the ball game. Thomas Hunt also doing well today, scored 7 in the first half there for AC. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
It's Tom from Burt's Pharmacy. For all of our Party Line listeners and our Sports Booster listeners, we have 20% off all of our downtown holiday gift items at Burt's Pharmacy. We have a great selection of Mud Pie Christmas gifts. We are also offering 10% off at both stores of all of our Leader over-the-counter items. Burt's Pharmacy, 700 West 2nd Street, and Burt's Pharmacy, 1021 West 14th Street. When the weather gets cold, we have free delivery. Give us a call at 462-4466 or 462-4343.
Our player is a game for Adams Central here today. First of all, for the Adams Central girls, Rachel Court leading the way. She had 19 points in the ball game here today, had 14 of those in the first half of play. She was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Court, she knocks down 3 three-pointers early in the ball game. Had one in the second quarter as well. She comes up with 4 three-pointers, finishes with 19 points in the ball game as the Adams Central girls knock off Gibbon tonight by a score of 68-42. And for the Adams Central boys, just like the way that Cole Spady came out in the second half of play, he scored 10 points alone in the second quarter, and the third quarter, scores 10 points coming out of the halftime. Ends up with 16 for the ball game as Spady connects on 2 three-pointers in the ball game, finishes with 16 points, including 12 in the second half of play. So Cole Spady is going to be our player of the game today for head coach Zach Foster as the Patriots roll to a 68-30 win. Cole Spady and Rachel Court are players of the game today for Adams Central. Stay tuned. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. More post-game coverage is coming up on your Hastings link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is the place to shop this Christmas. Take 30% off all outerwear from leather jackets, wool top coats, blazer suits, and sports coats. 20% off all men's sportswear, shirts, sweaters, and Nike Golf. And 20% off all ladies' fashions. Shop the largest selection of Brighton accessories and handbags. The perfect gift for anyone on your list. And don't forget gift cards in any amount. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney. Open Christmas Eve, 9:30 till 2.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get back to the court for the coach's post-game show.
So Winston here today is a roll pass given today by a score of 68-30. And one of the assistant coaches for the Patriots is Sam Cook, going to join us in the post-game show. And coach is so busy. He's got a staff now, about five or six coaches down here. Welcome. You'll make your radio debut here today.
Yeah.
Talk about this ball game. You guys got off to a tremendous start, scored the first and 9 points in the ball game. That's really all you need to get your motor started today.
Well, yeah, we did. We had a good start to the game, and we had a pretty good start to the second half. Spady came out in the second half, played really well for us. So that was good to see. You know, every game you want to start the ball game well, obviously, and you always want to start the second half well and see how the kids respond. So that was good to see today.
Tell you what, you were in the attack mode there in the first quarter coming right out of the gate. You forced numerous turnovers. A lot of those turnovers resulted in easy field goals at the other end. I just like the way you guys played there to start off the ball game.
Yeah, it's always good to, you know, get some turnovers and get going the other way. It makes it easier for us, and we like to play fast and get it in transition when we can. So that made it a lot easier for us, especially early. So
didn't need David Bullen's 41 today, but he had a good ball game again with a 17-12 in the first half.
No, he didn't have his 41, but we know every night for the most part what's going to come from Dave. He's going to be real consistent. He's always been a consistent guy. So he's obviously makes it a lot easier for us when he's scoring, and especially when he has 41. But, he's real consistent, so that's good to see that he's still playing well.
So the Patriots have the 37-11 lead at halftime, and you mentioned Cole Spady coming out. I don't know what you did to him at halftime, but he comes out and scores 10 quick points there in the third quarter. He ends up with 16 for the ball game. He's a good player, and he got off to a hot start there in the second half.
Yeah, that's crucial for us. We always want to start the second half well. I think every team does, and that was good for Spady to see from Spady. We kind of have a running joke. He hasn't won a jump ball yet, so we're kind of joking with him about that, but out of a few tries. But, yeah, he had a good half, and good start to the second half at least, so that was good for him.
I know Zach talked in the pregame show about maybe coming up with the second, third, and fourth quarter, score in this on this roster. And yep. Cole, he steps up and does a great job for you today.
Yeah, that was really good. And we're looking for guys to step up, and who's going to be that for our fourth scorer. And the good thing was we worked a lot of guys in tonight. A lot of guys got on the floor and got some playing time, so that was good to see and evaluate. And kind of see where we could go with some of our guys. So that was nice to see from Cole and nice to see from everybody else. So I thought everybody played well.
Yeah, these games are routes, basically, and you get a lot of guys into the ball game that you guys are kind of looking to, and some of the youngsters in there. So talk about some of those younger guys. One guy right off the bat is your 6'7" freshman center that got some playing time here today. Talk about him.
Yeah, well, I mean, these games are good for us. I mean, we did get a lot of guys in. Give Gibbon some credit. There's Stroh's a big kid to handle, and he's big and physical, and so he gave us some problems at times. But, we do have Hagen. He's our 6'7" freshman, and he's pretty good. He's pretty athletic, and for how big he is, he moves pretty well, and he's got good feet and good hands. So that's good to see, and he's going to have hopefully a pretty big future. But it was good to see everybody get in the game and everybody play pretty well.
So he's been playing on the freshman team. You guys just moving him up to get him some playing time?
Yep. He started the year playing freshman, and we're kind of working him back and forth. And, it's kind of on a week-to-week basis, but I think we're starting to see and want some production from him on higher levels. And he plays always pretty well on JV, and So we want to see it at the varsity level if he can produce for us, and it'd be great if he could, because he's obviously got the body for it. He's 6'7", and he might be a little undersized, maybe skinny, but he really does move well and has good feet, has good hands, good shot. So we're just waiting for him to hopefully take off.
Yeah, put a little warning out to future opponents here in the future years. AAC might have a little height coming up here at 6'7", something you guys have not been blessed with in recent years.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I think it's been. Height maybe hasn't been all around for us, but Hagen's really good, and he works pretty hard, and he's a good kid, so hopefully he starts to take off.
Don't need that height when you're running and gunning the way
yeah,
you guys
true.
Do.
That's true. We did run the four well today. So
AC wins it 68-30 today over the Gibbon Buffalo. So now it's on to your makeup game at Ord on Monday, and then you take a little break. Then you got that Broken Bow Holiday Tournament. So you're going to see some better opponents here coming up here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we will. Ord will be a tough team too. They're always, you know, every game for us, we want to see good things from our guys, and we are really focused on us. So. You know, we're excited to go into Ord, and that game's the rescheduled game. And then our holiday tournament, Bennington's pretty good. They've had probably one of the hardest schedules out of anybody to this point in their season. They've had a really tough schedule playing some good teams on that side of the state. So they'll be really good in our holiday tournament, and I don't know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, one thing good, you don't have to see Bart Hiscock up there. It's Bennington. He's now at Hastings
That's
College.
For sure.
So
yeah.
All righty. So what else did you like out there today that you saw?
Oh, I mean, tonight was parents' night, so I think we had a great support from our parents, and that was good for a lot of our seniors. We got a lot of seniors. They all got in the game, so most of them scored. So that was good to see. Good support from the crowd, and good for our seniors. Good for everybody on our team. Just to get in the game and play well.
Yeah, they didn't care about the cold weather, did they?
No, we had a pretty good showing for how cold it was. So,
the last two Saturdays, you guys have played well. Zach might want to play all of his games on Saturday. Huh?
Yeah, that's worked out for us so far, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay, congratulations on the win. Stay with us, and we'll catch you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, that's Sam Cook. He's one of the assistant coaches for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, AC wins this one easily tonight over the Gibbon Buffaloes by the score of 68-30. So Adams Central is now 4-1 on the season. They will play at Ord on Monday night. Meanwhile, the Gibbon Buffaloes, they will drop to 2 wins and 3 losses. They have got Elwood coming up next week. So a couple of wins easily for Adams Central here this afternoon. The Adams Central girls winning in the opener by the score of 68-42, and the Adams Central boys winning 68-30. Final numbers before we get out of here. Adams Central ended up shooting 45% for the ball game. They were 28 out of 62 today for 45%. Gibbon was 9 out of 32 for 28%. The Patriots knocked down 9 three-pointers. They were 9 of 27 for 33%. Gibbon was 4 out of 9 for 44%. Adams Central out-rebounding Gibbon 32-19. The Patriots had 15 offensive rebounds, 17 on defense. Gibbon had 7 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. AC turns the ball over only 4 times today, 4 turnovers. Even with a lot of those second and third teamers playing, they had only 4 turnovers today, 21 for Gibbon. Adams Central had 15 steals in the ball game. Gibbon had 2. Adams Central with 1 block shot, and Gibbon had 2 block shots in the ball game today. The Patriots hitting 1 out of 4 from the free throw line today, 25%. Gibbon was 8 out of 12 for 67%. So that'll wrap things up from Adams Central here today. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Brubaker, for my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Finally.